Hello, my name is Adam Whalen, and I'm a first-year master's student at Mississippi State University studying under the advisement of Dr. Angus Ketchot and Dr. Jeff Gore. The title of my paper is Sampling Methods and Control Strategies for Tarnished Plant Bugs in Mid-South Cotton, but I'll primarily be speaking on sampling methods and a plant-based sampling threshold developed by the authors listed below. The tarnished plant bug is a member of the order Hemiptera and the family Myridae. It has piercing, sucking mouthparts. It undergoes gradual metamorphosis through 5 nymphal instars. Its nymphal development is 11 to 18 days, depending on temperature. It has several generations per year, and it's diapausing adults over winter in ground trash and other protected areas in and around fields. Here we have an adult tarnished plant bug and a tarnished plant bug nymph. As you can see, the nymphs are green to greenish brown, and the adults are mainly brown. The adults are somewhat larger than the nymphs. The tarnished plant bug is an important pest of cotton in the mid-southern United States. They usually 1 to 2 generations are completed on alternate hosts before movement into cotton. Movement into cotton usually occurs as natural senescence of alternative hosts take place and cotton begins to start blooming. The tarnished plant bug is exclusively controlled with foliar insecticide applications. The tarnished plant bug prefers feeding on small to medium-sized flower buds, also known as squares of cotton. Feeding generally causes abscission of small squares, resulting in direct yield losses. On older squares, abscission may not occur, but feeding by tarnished plant bugs damage developing flower anthers. If damage to flower anthers is severe enough, pollination does not occur, and this results in small abnormal bulbs that often abscise within a few days after pollination. So here you can see where there's 2 squares that have abscised and an abscission scar on a cotton plant. So to get an idea of how economic of a pest the tarnished plant bug can be, here are the recent control costs for tarnished plant bugs in the Mississippi Delta region from the years 2002 to 2011. As you can see, in 2002 it was $24.50 an acre, and it rose to as much as $97 an acre in 2011. So the objectives for the study were to determine if a plant-based threshold could be used to supplement the current threshold during the flowering stages of cotton development. And this plant-based threshold would be based on dirty squares formed by tarnished plant bugs' excrement staining the developing buds. Then a comparison of some sampling methods based on number of insecticide applications, yield, and net economic returns for each of the thresholds would be evaluated. So here you have a dirty square, and as you can see, it's been stained yellow by the plant bug's excrement. And the way the dirty square threshold is sampled is that 25 squares are taken and a percentage is calculated of the dirty squares among all the squares sampled. So the current threshold for flowering stages of cotton is 3 plant bugs per 1.5 meters of row using a drop cloth. And this drop cloth method is done by placing a drop cloth in the between 2 rows of cotton, and we use black drop cloths in our crew, and we take dowels and vigorously shake the cotton plants over the drop cloth and then count the number of tarnished plant bug adults and nymphs. So for the study, 2 locations were visited in 2005, one in Stoneville, Mississippi, and one in Roer, Arkansas. And then in 2006, they revisited Stoneville, Mississippi, and then visited Greenwood, Mississippi. The treatments included triggering insecticide applications at 3 levels of dirty squares, 5, 10, and 20%. Then these were compared with currently recommended thresholds with a drop cloth and a non-treated control. So here we have a graph that kind of shows the plant bug pressure in the non-treated controls. And on the y-axis you have the number of tarnished plant bugs, and the x-axis you have the date sampled. And the dashed line indicates the current threshold. And as you can see, during the sampling period, We were well above threshold. So this graph indicates the number of applications that were triggered by the different thresholds. On the y-axis, you have the number of applications triggered, and the x-axis, the different thresholds. The 5% dirty square threshold triggered the most applications, whereas the 20% dirty square triggered the least. The 10% dirty square and the drop cloth triggered around the same. So this graph right here, shows the combined yields for each treatment. On the y-axis, you have the pounds per the lint per acre, and on the x-axis, you have the treatment. The 5% dirty square threshold, as well as the 10% dirty square threshold, had about the same yield as the drop cloth, whereas the 20% dirty square threshold was a little lower, and the untreated check was the lowest. So all the treatments of any threshold, regardless of sampling methods, resulted in higher net economic returns than an untreated chick. So using a threshold of 10% dirty squares resulted in a similar number of insecticide applications to that with a drop cloth. Based on economic analysis, the 10% dirty square threshold resulted in a similar net economic return to that observed with the drop cloth threshold. So the 10% dirty square threshold is a quick plant-based threshold that consultants can use later in the season when cotton is rank and the sweet method and drop cloth methods are difficult to use. This plant-based threshold will be important with some of the newer insecticides that may take several days before the maximum level of control is attained, but when feeding rapidly ceases. The authors thank Cotton Incorporated and cotton producers in Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana for partial funding of these experiments. And they also thank the numerous personnel and associated institutions where these experiments were conducted. I'll take any questions. Yes. The question was, would I expect results in earlier maturing varieties as the late ones? I don't know. I'm sorry. No, this is probably previously done. All right. Thank you.